KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 45. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, March 10th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning in Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. It's going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly cloudy. They've taken the rain chances out of the forecast, I see, but we should have a high about 70. We'll have evening temps in the 60s. Tomorrow morning's low 42. And tomorrow, partly sunny and high only in the mid-50s. A little windy out there tomorrow as well. A young mother and her little boy escape injury in a house fire. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story. And those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Fire at a Chickasha home yesterday where a young mother and her 4-year-old child inside. Thankfully, neither were injured, though the home suffered some significant damage. The fire started just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon at 1424 South 12. Kristen Kirkland and her son Lucas were watching TV when the fire started. Kirkland telling Cool News.
Smelled smoke and saw it coming from the back corner of our house. Grabbed him and the dog and ran to the car.
The dog, 1-year-old pug, also not hurt. Kirkland and her boyfriend, Brett Stringfellow, were renting the 1-story wood frame home and had only lived there about 3 months. Stringfellow was at work when the fire started. Chickasha Fire Chief Brian Zaleski said the cause of the fire was a heat lamp that was placed too close to a rabbit cage. It wasn't known if any animals died. Estimated damage to the home, about $20,000, mainly to the exterior and attic. We have some video of the fire on our Facebook page. A fugitive from Texas behind bars following his arrest at a Chickasha home. A tactical team involving about 50 law enforcement officials converged on a home at 1628 West Chickasha Avenue Thursday night. They arrested 35-year-old Robin Sean Davis. The tactical team included U.S. Marshals, the Highway Patrol, Grady County Sheriff's deputies, and Chickasha Police. Davis surrendered to authorities without incident. U.S. Marshal spokesman Callan Stevens said Davis was wanted on firearms charges out of Cleburne, Texas. Texas officials had asked for Oklahoma assistance after learning that Davis was in the Sooner State. It wasn't known how long Davis had been in Chickasha. A search warrant for the Chickasha home was issued. Stevens said they did find weapons in the home but didn't say how many or what type. He did say Davis' bond on the Texas charges, $1 million. Stevens also said they arrested Davis' girlfriend on complaints of harboring a fugitive. 35-year-old Angela Danielle Keller and Davis both booked into the Grady County Jail. A Chickasha woman who authorities say was stabbed in the neck by her stepfather is out of the hospital. Jessica Marie Hayes airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital after last weekend's violent attack, where the suspect is accused of the stabbing death of his wife and the girl's mother, Lisa Delera, at the couple's home last weekend. The suspect, Jesus Gaspar Delera, formally charged with first-degree murder and assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the attacks, bond has been denied. Delera also on hold for immigration officials. A probable cause affidavit filed by the OSBI indicates that Hayes told investigators she was at the home doing laundry in the garage with her mom when she became angry when Delera was being rough with her mother. The document indicates that the couple went inside the house, then the suspect returned to the garage by himself and stabbed her. She didn't know what happened to her mother. Delera said that he didn't get along with his stepdaughter, and he told the OSBI that he and Hayes had gotten into an argument, that he picked up a knife and swung at her, but Mrs. Delera got in the way. Delera is to be back in court later this month to announce his attorney, a preliminary hearing conference set for April the 4th. More cool news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
A youth rodeo competition being held this weekend at the Grady County Fairgrounds. The Central Oklahoma Little Britches Rodeo Association is for kids as young as 5 years old. Teens take part in events like you'd see in a big-time rodeo, like bull riding, steer wrestling, and calf roping. The youngsters have events that include barrel racing, flag racing, pole bending, and goat tying. This is the 8th of 9 stops for the association, which holds monthly competitions from August through March at various venues. The final stop will be the finals that'll be in Anadarko in June. Daylight savings time begins tomorrow. We're going to lose an hour of sleep, so make sure you turn your clocks forward 1 hour, and that'll be at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. The Chickasha Community Theater continues undergoing renovations, and Susan Fagale will be on our Cool Conversation program to talk about its campaign, as well as a special performance for the theater coming up this summer. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, this week's guest is Christy Elkins, director of Chickasha's Economic Development Council. Both programs coming up next hour. The Cool Conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. And we do have links to both programs on our website. Check them out whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com and you'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast calling for mostly cloudy skies today, and mild temps will have a high about 70 this afternoon, and then the evening temps will be in the 60s. Quite a bit windy and much cooler tomorrow with a high about 60 with some gusty northerly winds. Right now, it's fair 50 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
If you're looking for a home health care company to help with a family member or loved one, your search ends right now. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is a locally owned and operated company serving the Grady and Caddo County region. Rhonda Wallace has provided home health care services for more than 15 years. Rhonda and her team of certified home health aides are devoted to helping their clients, providing homemaker and companion care, and helping them lead a comfortable life in their own homes. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is a private duty company and works with trust accounts, accepts Veterans Administration benefits, long-term care, and workers' comp insurance. And when you call, you'll get a real local person who answers the phone, not an out-of-state answering service. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Their priority is you.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chicks baseball team pick up its second win of the season in a 7-4 victory over Newcastle at Elliott Field last night. It was their first home win of the year. The Chicks back on Elliott Field this afternoon when they take on Bishop McGinnis in a noontime game. Other baseball, the Tuttle Tigers run their record to 3-0 with an 8-0 win over Perkins Tryon last night. Over at the Sterling Tournament, Surreal gets a 10-0 win over Gracemont. Sterling tops Verdon 9-1, Arapahoe over Rush Springs 7-1, and Fletcher over Apache 8-1. At the Southwest Donkey Classic at Bray, Minko over Winniewood 12-7, while Van Oss defeated Bray Doyle 19-10. And over at the Fort Cobb Festival, Fort Cobb Broxton and Lokiba Sickles both beat Drummond yesterday. Drummond ranked number 4 in Class B. Fort Cobb Broxton also beat Granite 7-1. College baseball, number 10-ranked USAO splitting a doubleheader with number 18 Texas Wesleyan at Bill Smith Ballpark last night. The Drovers won the opener 8-0 behind a two-hit shutout thrown by Francis Ventura. He struck out 5 and walked 1 in picking up his third win of the year. That win extended USAO's winning streak to 16 games, a new team record. But that winning streak came to an end in the second game of the doubleheader as the Drovers dropped the nightcap 9-3. The loss went to Jose Hidalgo, who surrendered 5 runs on 10 hits. He struck out 6 and walked 1 in 5 innings. Game 3 of that series at noon today. Also at Bill Smith Ballpark, the 25th-ranked Drover softball team to host top-ranked Oklahoma City University in the USAO Sooner Athletic Conference opening games today. It's a doubleheader to start at noon. OCU is 9-3, and USAO the only remaining unbeaten conference team, having won its first 13 games. A send-off set for Monday for USAO basketball teams as they head off to their respective national tournaments. The men will leave at 10 a.m. for their 400-mile trip up to Kansas City. The women have a much farther way to go. They're going to leave at noon for their 1,200-mile bus trip to Billings, Montana. Both teams to leave from the USAO fieldhouse, and both teams will open up their national tournament play next Thursday night. Oklahoma City Thunder at home tonight. They've got the San Antonio Spurs in town. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home.